Boy bands have undeniably taken the music world by storm. It's clear that not only has the music changed as a whole, but so have musical groups. Many people falsely believe that the boy band phenomenon began in the 1960s with the Beatles. However, all would be surprised to know that it really started nearly two decades before then. Doo-wop music was the beginning of much of the music we have today. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers started what we know as the craziness of boy bands. Debuting in 1955 with their greatest hit, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, they made their way to the top of the charts in both the US and England. Simultaneously, the five young boys bopped around together, paving the way for the next generations. Shortly following was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, who were quite the success themselves, creating classics like Walk Like a Man. It wasn't long after this that the 1960s came about. In the early 60s, the world was introduced to the Jackson 5, a band of brothers featuring a young Michael Jackson, who impressed us with synchronized dance moves of the early 1960s and 70s. It was then that we were invaded by none other than Beatlemania. Surprising the world and then taking it by storm, they made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. This time, no dancing, but everyone playing their own instruments. This craze continued into the 70s. By the 80s, we came to a fork in the road. Many were influenced by all the groups before them. However, some chose to play instruments while others went with entertainment, such as dancing in sync. From here sprouted 80s groups like New Kids on the Block and Boys to Men, who were quickly followed by none other than the successful NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, and Hanson. This is when the phenomenon of boy bands boomed. At this point, it became more about the showcase rather than the talent. No one played instruments. Instead, we saw matching outfits and synchronized dancing galore. Until 2006, when the Jonas Brothers took over, bringing back family value and talent. As soon as their time wore out, we were introduced to groups like Big Time Rush, The Wanted, and of course, One Direction, each of them showcasing something that sets them apart from others. The idea of what a boy band is has clearly changed. They've gone from singing a cappella in someone's garage to recording in multi-million dollar studios. However, one thing has stayed the same. They have never failed to make every teenage girl go wild.